Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your holy and bless your righteous name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come. It is in Jesus' name, Father God. Hallelujah, that we come, Father God, to say thank you for another day. Oh, Father God, we come in humble submission, Father. Father, we come with an attitude of gratitude. We come with praise and thanksgiving. We come rejoicing. Father God, we thank you for the will to come. We thank you that we can come. We thank you that you are there when we come. We thank you, Father, not only are you there when you come, Father God, hallelujah, God, we bring you with us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you live on the inside of us, hallelujah. Oh, building us up, Father God, changing us into the image of Christ. Father God, we want to say thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for forcing back the spirits of darkness, devastation, and premature death, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that evil has not overtaken us. Evil cannot touch us, Father God, because we are covered by your blood. We are covered in your love. Oh, Father God, we are dwellers in your house, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, Father, that you put all this in motion. We want to say thank you that you included us in the equation. We want to say thank you that you have called and predestined us, Father, to be in your service, Father God, in this generation, Father God. We want to say thank you that Satan is defeated and darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is definitely the Lord of Lords, Father God, hallelujah, and you're great, and you're mighty, and you are great, Father God. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, Father God, that you have made. We thank you for it, Father God, and we ask that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Roll it out the way you want to roll it out, Father God. We trust your providence as we lean not to our own understanding, but we acknowledge you in all of our ways. We thank you for a host of angels encamped around about us. Oh, God, thank you for our angels that we take for granted. Father God, we thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. We thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We thank you that we can approach you as our Father. We thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you for the power of your word, the gift of salvation, eternal life. Father, we just want to say thank you. And all things, we give you praise for life, health, and strength. Father God, for making ways out of no ways, Father God, oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you that we are not who we used to be, but we are becoming who you have called us to be. Father God, we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Bless our services on this morning, Father God. In the name of Jesus, for we know that your word will never return unto you void, but will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Thank you for the souls coming into your kingdom. Thank you for those who have already come. Thank you for those who are growing and maturing. Thank you for those who are living a life of obedience, Father, to the will of God for the glory of God. Hallelujah. And we say thank you, and we bless you even right now for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Father. We thank you. We thank you, Father, for the impact that this ministry is making. We don't even realize, Father God, what you are doing, but we know it's marvelous, God. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you that you keep us rocking steady going forward, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord, we bless you and we honor you. Hallelujah. We give your name praise. Hallelujah. For you and you alone are worthy. Thank you, Father. Now, Lord, have your way, because you are indeed the potter and we are the clay. And as you taught your disciples to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. Hallelujah. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. And the church said, amen again. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, to you, to you, and to you too. Our brothers and sisters in the faith, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, la-di-da-di, everybody. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this a brand new day that the Lord, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, 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 and God's name is greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Dr. Alfreda, out of Philadelphia. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. TGIF. Today, God is first, and we seek first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. If you are a first timer to our fellowship services, well, guess what? You have indeed come to the right place at the right time, because Jesus Christ is here and Jesus Christ is Lord. Please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you keep on coming back. We meet on this platform 6 days, actually 7 days a week. Amen. Monday through Saturdays at this hour, and then Sundays at noon. Amen. Please visit our website at www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And find out more about our ministry. This ministry is very, very, very active, and you ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, my God, Jesus. I can't even think about it. Matter of fact, I can't even talk about it. We're just going to wait and show you. Hey, we're just going to wait and show you. Amen. And to God be praised. Amen. We pray that everyone, amen, is encouraged this morning, that you're looking up. Amen. Hallelujah. Because our Redeemer draweth nigh. Amen. Glory be to God, beloved. No matter how bad it appears, it could be worse. It could be worse. Ask somebody. Just go and ask somebody. Go to the graveyard and ask somebody. And he said they can't talk. Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit today. Amen. And to God be praise, glory. Amen. And to God, amen, be all the honor. We want to thank God for our Bible study on last night. Glory be to God. Amen. Following peace with all men. Talking about a higher level of love. Oh, my God. The Holy Ghost is awesome. He is just so awesome. Beloved, if you hold on to him real tight and refuse to let him go, I declare unto you, I guarantee you, you're going somewhere. You want a guarantee? Glory be to God. Well, the Bible is a book of guarantees. Glory be to God. But I said, if you hold on, glory be to God, to the Holy Spirit, hold on to the wisdom, amen, of his word. Read Proverbs. Read the book of Proverbs. It'll tell you all about that wisdom. I guarantee you that you're going somewhere. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, amen, and all of the honor. Amen. So we are excited today. Amen. Another day to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Another day to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. I want to thank you. Thanks for your prayers. Amen. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. I'm coming along. I'm coming along. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. Hallelujah. I was going to call somebody last night to do Bible study, somebody that I sort of have on hold, but I didn't want to call them at the last minute. Amen. Guess what? We pulled it through. We pulled it through. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're still pulling. Amen. And we're going to keep pulling and keep persisting. We're going to go when the Lord say go. We're going to stop when the Lord say stop. And we're going to rest when the Lord say rest. Amen. Because the only thing that we're concerned about is God getting all the glory. Amen. Him glorified, his people edified, Satan is horrified. Amen. Glory be to God. But Satan loses and we win. We win, Satan loses. I said, we win and Satan lose. Amen. And we bless the Lord. Father God, we say thank you, Father, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're still teaching on, amen, the person, the third person in the Godhead, the precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. So we entitled our teaching today, When the Dead Hears. Glory be to God. The Holy Spirit has sort of gave you a little prelude earlier in our prayer when I say, you know, you go to the graveyard to talk to the dead, but you say, well, the dead can't hear. Well, we're going to show you today, amen, that the dead can hear. Amen. And we bless be the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, our scripture this morning comes from the book of St. John, chapter number 16, verse 8. St. John, chapter number 16, verse number 8. And it reads, and when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. All right, man. Hallelujah. This is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Who is Jesus talking about here? Amen. He's talking about the precious Holy Spirit, beloved. And it says, when he has come, okay, Jesus talking to his disciples, amen, said, I'm going to send you a comforter. And when he has come, this is what he's going to do. He's talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. He's going to reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. All right, beloved. Today we just want to focus on the first part, and then we'll come back, amen, and focus on the other. Today we want to talk about the reproving the world of sin. Mm-hmm. Then we'll come back and talk about righteousness. Glory be to God. Woo! And then we'll come back and talk about the judgment. Hallelujah. As the Holy Spirit leads us. Amen. Beloved, in the upper room, glory be to God, as Jesus continued teaching about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, he quoted, amen, St. John 16 and 8, and it reads, and when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Glory be to God. So for a few minutes this morning, beloved, we want to talk about what Jesus meant when he said that the Holy Spirit will reprove the world of sin. The Bible says in all our getting, get an understanding. See, and sometimes, beloved, this is why the Bible says study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Because a lot of times we read the words, but we don't really know what the words meant. See, that's when you're studying. Then you got the Holy Spirit breaking it down for you. You know, glory be to God, exegeting this thing here. That's when you're studying. Okay, well, Jesus said that he's going to reprove the world of sin. Okay, all right. But what did he mean? Well, that's my job, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's my job. Hallelujah. As your pastor, amen, as the kingdom coach, amen. That's my job. Hallelujah, to allow the Holy Spirit, amen, to teach, amen. So really it's his job, it's my job to follow him. Amen, glory be to God. So let's look at the word reprove, beloved, and let's see what Jesus meant. He said the Holy Spirit is going to reprove the world of sin. What does that word reprove mean? Okay, pull out your Greek dictionaries. Okay, and check it out. The word reprove, beloved, means to expose, to convict, or to cross-examine for the purpose of conviction, as in convicting a lawbreaker in a court of law. The Holy Spirit will begin to deal with the heart of an unbeliever
And by the time he is finished, that lost, sinful soul will feel exposed and convicted. As the Holy Spirit enables that person to hear the word of God for the first time, for faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, that razor-sharp sword of the word, beloved, will penetrate his soul until he feels as if he has been cross-examined on a witness stand. Did not the Bible tell us that the word of God is sharp, is powerful, is sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder, soul and spirit, joint and marrow, is discerner of our thoughts and the intents of our hearts? You can find that in the book of Hebrews. Finally, beloved, the court will be adjourned and the verdict announced, and he will know on the inside that he is guilty of sin. This is precisely what a sinner feels, beloved, when the Holy Spirit convicts him of sin. It is amazing how long a sinner can live without conviction or godly sorrow for his behavior. How long he can be nearly dumb to any sense of wrongness regarding his sinful actions. Beloved, that's why we look in, let's look in Ephesians 4:18 for a minute. Let us go there. I want to show you something in the, write the scripture down. Amen. In your notes on this morning. Amen. Ephesians, amen, chapter number 4. And let us look at verse number 18 and verse number 19. And it reads like this. It says, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. Beloved, so we see here, glory be to God, amen, that the sinner is ignorant. They're ignorant. Glory be to God. So the Bible says, beloved, that with based on this scripture here out of Ephesians, the Bible says that sin has made unbelievers to be hard-hearted. Sinners are spiritually blind and past feeling. They don't even feel it. They numb. They're numb, beloved. They're numb to righteousness. They're numb to the light. They're numb to holiness. They're numb to God. That's a sinner for you. Sinners do what sinners do. But those facets change instantly when the Holy Spirit touches the human soul, when the Holy Spirit exposes its sinful condition. Instantly, beloved. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, exposed, naked, confronted. That is exactly what a sinner feels when the Holy Spirit wakes him up to his true spiritual condition. Beloved, it is the work of the Holy Spirit to convict sinners of their lost condition. That's part of his ministry. That's what he does. That's what he did with me and you, and that's what he continues to do. He convicts the sinner. You lost. Glory be to God. The whole world stands guilty before God. Oh, beloved, we were all born in sin, and we were all shaping in iniquity, and we are all naughty by nature. Amen. I want you to write this in your this scripture down this morning in, glory be to God, in your notes. Romans chapter 3, amen, verse number 19. Romans 3:19, and it reads this. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, and that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God, okay? And all the world may become guilty before before God. The whole world stands guilty before God, beloved. But the lost don't realize that they are guilty. They don't know it until that moment when the Holy Spirit reveals it to them. And this is why Jesus tells us, beloved, in St. John chapter 6, verse 44, no man can come unto me except the Father draw him. Oh, my God, I wish I had time. Oh, God, okay, God help me. Amen. No man can come to Jesus except the Father draw him. You see why it's so important when the Holy Spirit come knocking on your door? You got, see, people can't get saved any time of the day they want to get saved. But whenever you get ready, come on to Jesus. But no, it don't work like that. It don't work like that. You can only come when the Holy Spirit is drawing you. See? So if you hear a message and the Holy Spirit is knocking on your door, you got to come right then. You can't say, well, I'm going to wait till Tuesday night and come. No. Let me read it again. Let me read it again. Write it down, you read it. St. John 6:44. No man can come unto me except the Father draw him. Beloved, this drawing of a person's heart to Jesus is done through the work of the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. See? And Jesus reminded us of this, beloved, in St. John 16:8. See? Our opening scripture. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying without the work of the Holy Spirit to expose our sinful condition, beloved, we would still remain in darkness today, eternally lost and without God. If it had not been for the Holy Spirit exposing our sinful condition, the Holy Spirit drawing us, the Holy Spirit tapping on our door, saying, you know, come to Jesus. Beloved, if it had not the goodness of the Lord drawing us to repentance, huh? We would still be in darkness today. We would be eternally lost today and without God. It is amazing to me, beloved, that a person can be in sin and even understand that she is in sin, yet nonetheless fail to grasp the real eternal consequences of what that means. She can even be in a church service where she hears about sin and acknowledges that the sermon is true and that she's a sinner, yet leave the service and continue living the same lifestyle she did before she got there. Same thing, ain't nothing changed. Oh, that was a good word. Oh, yeah, that's a good word. Oh, yeah, that's a true sermon. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the preacher was preaching to me. Oh, my God. All up in my Kool-Aid. We hear it. Would you, okay, it's an altar call. You come on, let me walk you up to the altar. No, not this time. No. I'll be back. Let me think about it. And leave. And go right on back to that lifestyle. Most times they go back worse. They go back worse because let me tell you something. When the Holy Spirit is calling you, the devil calling you too. Yeah. Oh, the devil love a little competition. Oh, the devil love a little competition. You know what I mean? Like a man or woman. Don't let a man find out that somebody else peeping on his woman and vice versa. See, and most men love, matter of fact, for those of you, glory be to God, looking and waiting for God to send you a husband, let me tell you something, men love competition. That's why you can't give up the cookie. They love competition. And another thing, for those of you waiting, you ain't got to lie, but I wouldn't let them know you ain't had nobody. You got to cater your conversation to make him think there's somebody else there. If he ain't there, why? Because middle of the competition, if they find out that, you know, it ain't nobody, don't nobody else, you know what I mean? But you let another man show up, baby, they love the competition. See, glory be to God. Look, a man to play around with you, but when he get ready to get married, he going to marry the one that ain't giving it up. See, why buy the cow if you can get the milk free? He can just call you anytime. He know you gonna give it up. But that one over there, oh man, I'm marrying her, man. Shit, I'm marrying her. Glory be. Just want to put that out there for some of you women. Amen. Glory be. That got you moving in the wrong direction. Talking about you want a man. I don't know what kind. You just want a male wearing breeches. Or you want a real man? Or you want a godly man? What you want? Well, guess what? Satan the same way. He love a little competition. Holy Spirit drawing you, drawing the unbeliever. And then Satan say, wait a minute, I can do one better. And this is why you can always tell when someone is fighting. They're fighting. The Holy Spirit is calling them in, and they're resisting. Because what happens is they get worse. They go deeper in sin. the devil makes sure he's doubling up and tripling up. And you ain't leaving me, baby. You ain't leaving me. What about this? What about that? What about this? See? And most time it gets worse before it gets better. That's how you know, amen, that God has his hand on them. Glory be to God. But something happens, beloved, when the Holy Spirit begins to work in that person's soul. He lovingly cross-examines that person until finally he brings him to a place of confrontation. God knows I could drop my testimony in here, but I won't. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I'm sure all of you have one too, all of you who have been converted. You take us back to your place of confrontation with the Holy Spirit when you first believed. It is at this point, beloved, that the invisible scales fall from the person's eyes. And he truly sees for the first time that he is in sin. The sinner don't know they in sin. They don't know it. They think you the problem. Why? Because of the scales that's on their eyes. This is something that can only be revealed by the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit convicts of sin. See? And then when the Holy Spirit convicts of sin, to the sinner, it's at that time that the sinner absolutely knows that he is a sinner. Once the Holy Spirit has lovingly brought that person to the place where she finally sees it for herself, the person has a choice. That's why I say, beloved, don't waste your time. Lord, save Martha. Save your breath, save your prayer. It ain't working. You're wasting your time. Now, I'm going to tell you how to pray. Lord, give such and such the will to be saved. See, because if they got the will to be saved, they're giving God something to work with. God is not going to force nobody against their will. Otherwise, we will all be saved. God don't want no world full of robots. God's not going to move against your will. He said, you choose. Death for life. You can have this or you can have that. You can't have both. Now, you got to choose. What you want? Huh? You can have me and you can have the devil. You can have heaven and you can have hell. You too. See? So when you just pray, when you're praying for lost souls, pray that God will give them the will, beloved. Glory be to God. Because, see, that will will cause them to see themselves as God sees them, and now the choice is before them. What is that choice? Will they stay in sin or will they repent and turn towards God. Everybody has that choice. God is fair. God is over. Let me tell you, the playing field is level, baby. Everybody has that choice. Helping that person reach this point of decision, beloved, that has such eternal consequences is the purpose of the Holy Spirit's convicting ministry in his life. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Oh, we thank God for the Holy Spirit. Saints, start giving God some praise for the Holy Spirit. It is frustrating to share Christ with family and friends, beloved, and to feel as if you are hitting a brick wall. That is very frustrating. Very frustrating. And I know one of our ministry partners, our sister Brenda, amen, and she's always coming, said, I'm inviting them, and they won't come. You can hear the frustration in her voice because it is frustrating. You share with people, you talk with people, you plead with them to receive Christ, yet it seems they just can't hear what you are saying. Even though they may acknowledge that they are sinners, they may not seem to be too deeply disturbed by the implications of this fact. They don't seem to be too deeply disturbed that if they take their last breath today or tomorrow, they're going to hell. That don't seem to bother them. But to tell the truth, it didn't really bother us either for a long time while we were sinners. So we should be able to relate to that. And what do? They just press on as though they were numb to or ignorant to the spiritual deadness in their lives. Well, I just shared with you the scripture that validates the fact, amen, that sinners are ignorant. Ignorant means you don't know. Like you really just don't know how much your soul is in jeopardy. I mean, you really just don't know. And you don't care because you don't know. But the Bible clearly teaches us, beloved, that a lost person is dead and trespasses in sin. This is getting to my point here. Glory be to God. Amen. As we're talking about the dead, when the dead hears. Okay. All right. Let me show you another scripture. All right. Ephesians chapter 2. Write this down in your notebook this morning. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 1. And you has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Ah, there it is. There it is. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The Bible clearly teaches that a lost person, an unregenerated person, an unsaved person is dead. Spiritually, they are dead. They're dead in trespasses. They're dead in sins, beloved. Now, I'm sure most of us, all of us have experienced death in our families. All right? When that person is dead, beloved, you can walk up to that person. You can kick them. You can pinch them. You can stab them. You can shoot them. You can bite them. You can do whatever you want to do with that dead person. That dead person don't feel nothing. Don't feel nothing. Why are you doing that? It's dead. Beloved, don't forget that dead people don't feel anything. Well, guess what? Since sinners are dead and trespassers and sins, spiritually dead people, beloved, especially do not feel the conviction of sin because they're dead. Holy Spirit convicting them. Holy Spirit knocking. Holy Spirit pleading. Man, you heard something? I ain't hear nothing. What's wrong with you? I ain't heard nothing. Huh? Beloved, let me say this, and this is going to give us a deeper appreciation for the person of the Holy Spirit. It requires a special supernatural work of the Holy Spirit to rouse the human consciousness to realize its sinful condition. Woo! Thank God for miracles. Baby, you looking for a miracle? You got one if you're born again. Question. Write this down. Write this down in your notebook this morning. How can you make a dead man see? I need you to write that down. I want you to meditate on it. Thomas, wait for him to see. Baby, he dead. He dead. I got another question. How can you cause a dead man to feel? How can you convince a dead man that he needs to change? Tommy, you just need to change. Baby, Tommy's in the coffin. I know, but I just want him to know. He needs change. He needs to listen to me. But baby, he dead. Beloved, we got to thank God for the convicting work of the Holy Spirit. Because it's only through the power of God's Spirit can a spiritually dead man or woman be awakened. It's only through the convicting power of the God Spirit that a spiritually dead man can be beckoned to Christ. Because they're dead in trespasses and sins. How can you resurrect a dead person? How can you speak to a dead person? How can you bring a dead person back to life? Thank God for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Beloved, it was the Holy Spirit call that touched your soul. It was the Holy Spirit's call that awakened you to your sinfulness and beckoned you to Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. And once you were brought to this place of undeniable conviction, and you recognize that you were a sinner, then the sinner invited you to receive Jesus as Savior and Lord. Oh, thank God for the process. Thank God. Thank you, Lord, for loving me so much. When I was out in the world cutting the fool, lost in sin, lost in darkness, lost and turned out, looking for love in the wrong places, looking for Mr. Goodbar, looking. Thank God for the precious convicting work of the Holy Spirit. Because it was at that divine moment, beloved. And this is what we all have experienced. And I'm finished. I'm not out of words, but I'm not running out of time. I want you to write this scripture down in Ephesians 5:14. Ephesians 5:14. And this is a testimony that we, every born-again believer, has in common. We all have this testimony. You got that testimony, I got that, but this is one testimony that we all have. Because when the Holy Spirit finally got our attention, Ephesians 5:14 says this. This is what your soul heard and my soul heard. Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. Woo! And Christ shall give thee life. Hallelujah! We was dead. We was born dead. We was born stillborn in the natural. We was born dead. Glory be to God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Because of Adam's sin, we was all born into this world dead. Until the Holy Spirit got our attention. Hallelujah. It said arise. Oh, my God, gee, who are you talking to? I'm talking to you. Arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. And, beloved, and that next moment, you were born again. Oh, my God, 1 second later, the moment you believed, the moment you heard the Holy Spirit commanding you to wake up, the moment you heard the Holy Spirit commanding you to arise from the dead and allow Christ to give you life, the moment Beloved, what a miracle. What a miracle it was when God raised our spirits from spiritual death to spiritual life. Oh, glory be to God. There is no greater miracle to be found, beloved. The convicting work of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, is part of the foundational work that he does in our lives. Hallelujah. But it's certainly not the last. And we're going to talk about it some more as we continue our teaching on the Holy Spirit. It's not the last. He ain't finished. Oh, he didn't leave you there, baby. He didn't give birth. Glory be to God. He didn't give birth to the baby and leave the baby on the doorstep. Oh, my God. Woo! Baby, don't get upset when they don't come to church, because the Holy Spirit has to invite them into the church. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank God for the work of the Holy Spirit. Oh, my God. Lord, forgive us. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, yes, beloved. Every believer, hallelujah, hears. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the dead hears, hallelujah, hallelujah, because we're all dead in trespasses and sins, then we hear, amen, so faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and then when we respond, we are born again. So I don't want you to ever say, as a born-again believer, that you have never heard God, or you have never heard the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, you did. Because when the Holy Spirit beckoned you to the cross, the reason that you're saved today is because you heard him and you said yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we say thank you, Father God. We know that Jesus Christ today, hallelujah, because of the convicting work of the Holy Spirit. Father God, we remember when you first awakened us to our sin, a realization that had never gripped us before. But when we saw our spiritual condition, we really understood that we was lost and we needed to be saved. Thank you for the convicting work of the Holy Spirit and for bringing us to a place where we could be saved. We could have never arrived there on our own. So today, Father God, we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you. And we trust you, Father, to complete that work in the lives of those for whom we pray to come to a saving knowledge of you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. When the dead hears. Oh, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, help me to retrain myself right now. Thank God for the word of God on today. Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, my God, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank God for the precious Holy Spirit, beloved. Hallelujah. Let me say this. The message is over, but I got to say this. Hallelujah. For those of you around the globe that's listening, and even after that message, glory be to God, you're waiting and you're waiting. Amen. You see what's going on around you. You see that the things is getting worse and worse, and bad news on bad news, beloved. Even in your spirit, you know something is going on. Amen. That we're in the end of the age, and you're waiting to the last minute to give your life to Christ. But let me say this. When the rapture takes place, glory be to God, when Jesus comes back for his bride, amen, who's the bride? The body of Christ, men and women. Yeah, we're going to break that down later. That's right, man, you a bride. Uh-huh. When he comes back, guess what, saints? Guess what? The Holy Spirit is leaving with us. And if the Holy Spirit is the one that convicts you of sin, you can't get saved without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is leaving after the rapture. How you coming in? You see why you can't wait? You see why you can't wait? Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus just now. Won't you come to Jesus? Come to Jesus just now. Maybe you're listening, glory be to God, amen, and the Holy Spirit is knocking at the door of your heart and telling you to come on today. Don't wait until breakfast time. Don't wait until noontime. Come right now. Glory be to God. Why don't you yield right now? Amen. By just making this confession, Lord, glory be to God, I repent of my sins. Forgive me for my sinful ways. I believe that Jesus is Lord. And this day, I open my heart and I receive him, I accept him, I invite him, I ask Jesus to come and live in me and to use me for your glory, for your honor and your praise. Thank you, Father God, for resurrecting my dead soul. And thank you that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Simple as that. That's how simple it is. Glory be to God. If you said and you meant it, the angels are rejoicing. Come on now, and we want to rejoice with you too. Send us out an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Go to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Get all our information, mailing address, email address, telephone number. Everything's there. And let us know. Let us know. We ain't going to sweat you. We ain't going to sweat you. We going to pray with you, pray for you. Amen. We'll even send you out some materials. Amen. To help you to grow and mature in your Christian walk. What's next? What you need to do next is you got to sit down under the word. I don't have no church. We the church right here, right here, right here. I'll be your virtual pastor right here. You got to sit down under the word and grow. The same way when a baby is born into the world, what happens? That baby got to be fed. That mother gives that baby, keep that baby diaper clean. Come on now and give that baby milk until that baby can grow. Well, guess what? Amen. We're going to give you the milk and help you, amen, to keep your diapers clean. Because when we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All right, saints, I get so happy. Amen. I get so happy when I preach the word, and the devil's a liar. And that's why I know this is a trick of the enemy. Every time I go to teach the word, amen, I get a little pain. That little pain, it's fading away. It ain't going yet. Amen. It's just the devil. Amen. Glory. Whatever else is, even if it's something more on top of that, it is God's will for us to prosper and be in good health even as our soul prospers. His report says we are healed. Baby, you got to hold on to the word and act like your life depends on it. Because the truth of the matter is, it does. Amen. All right. In form of announcements, today we will be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock. Amen. Back at 9, 12 and 9. Tomorrow, 12, and then our Friday night prayer, amen, that we have every Friday, the party, the Holy Ghost party, 10 o'clock, amen, on Friday night, amen. So please plan to be with us, set your alarm clock, spread the news, spread the word, amen, glory be to God. Let some dead person hear, amen, and let the Holy Spirit do his work, amen. I believe that is it for today, beloved, amen. If I'm believing anything, I'll make it right with you. We got to get our June birthdays. Let me see if I got any June birthdays on the calendar. Just give me 1 second. Let me flip over to the month of June. I know I have some work to catch up on. Hopefully today I feel like working in my office. I pray the Lord will help me to do that. Okay, I see Sister Gwendolyn anniversary.
And that's all I see for the ministry in June. Now, I know we got some other stuff in June, all right? So we're going to find out. Amen. We're going to find out. We want all of our June's birthdays, anniversaries, and special days on the calendar. Matter of fact, just give us the rest of the year. Just give us the whole year. Amen. All right, saints, that's it. That's it. Amen. Glory be to God. Everybody have a good day. Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you, Father, that you gave us life. Ooh, Father God, you said, Father God, a person who lives in pleasure is dead while they live. That's because we are all dead, Father God, until your spirit, Father God, causes a resurrection, a spiritual resurrection, and oh, happy day. Oh, happy day when Jesus washed our sins away. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Father, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, and premature death. Father God, and no plague shall come near our dwelling. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that covers us and covers our family in the name of Jesus. Help us not to sin against you today. Help us not to lean to our own understanding, Father God, but show us your pathway for provisions. God, we say thank you and we bless you. Bless us at the altar of prayer. Bless the prayer warriors as they come, anointing with power, anointing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We cover them, all of our prayer warriors that serve in this ministry and their families, anybody that serve in this ministry in any capacity, any partner in this ministry, every partner in this ministry, we cover by the blood of Jesus Christ and decree that no weapon formed against them will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment, Father God, they will condemn. We say thank you and we bless you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, and we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit. So in Jesus' name, thank you for the souls that have given their life to you today. Help them to grow into their full maturity. Father God, help us, Father God, to continue, Father God, to walk with you and not turn our backs on you and crucify you afresh. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Every spirit of retaliation, we bind in Jesus' name. We bless you and we praise you, Father. Now may the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you and the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you and the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And Satan is defeated, the darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Let us give God some praise and thanks, amen, for when the dead hears, amen, and we heard and we're still hearing, amen, in Jesus' name, amen.
Happy day.
Oh, happy day. He's on the high.
Day, the convicting ministry of the Holy Spirit comes to bring you happy days. Amen. Be happy. Amen. God bless you. Pastor Bradford, signing out.